You're listening to EPN.
Welcome, everyone, and thanks for tuning in to the Business Confessional Talk Radio on EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. I'm your host, Michelle Salader of Sumer LLC, a copywriting and content marketing firm. In our company, we work with overwhelmed businesses who want to attract and build relationships with quality clients, drive sales, and grow their brand online. Unlike traditional copywriters, our staff is fully trained to suck the big ideas right out of your head and strategically turn them into copy that converts prospects and nurtures customers. On every show of Business Confessional Talk Radio, you can expect to learn and be inspired as experts spill the beans and share the stories behind their business success. You'll receive tips and advice from myself and your successful peers on everything from marketing to business development, mindset to work-life balance. If you have any questions on these topics, or if you would like to propose a show topic, I would love to answer them. The best way to reach me is to leave a question on our Facebook page, and you can find that by going to facebook.com/writtenbysumer. I am over the moon excited to introduce to you a good friend of mine, a colleague and a client, Susan Brady, the Make Six Figures Working From Home Coach. Susan, are you there?
I certainly am.
Awesome, awesome. Thank you so much for being here today.
My pleasure, Michelle.
Sweet. All right. So before we dive into the questions, because I've got some really great questions to ask you, I'd just like to introduce you to listeners who may not be aware of who you are and whom you serve.
Okay.
All right, great. So Susan Brady, as I said, is the Make Six Figures Working From Home Coach. She works exclusively with work-from-home women who are ready to build a six-figure business so they have more time with their family, more freedom, and an increased self-confidence and self-worth. For more than 20 years, Susan has enjoyed a very successful and rewarding corporate career. In the year 2000, she was introduced to direct sales in the cosmetics industry and, much to her amazement, very quickly rose to the top 1% in her field, and she did this within the first 18 months. With this newfound career, caused Susan to take the biggest risk of her working life, and she resigned from a government position, something very few individuals had done, and she left in pursuit to pursue her career in direct sales full-time. The favorite part of her direct sales business was not the sales, but the chance to train, inspire, and mentor women to be their very best, helping them believe in themselves and to set and achieve goals they never dreamed possible. Through Susan's elite coaching program and her six-figure working women academy program, Susan has taken her experience in creating a six-figure business working from home and developed a unique program where she shares with women how women can work from home, can make a six-figure income, and spend more time with their family and doing what they love. For more information, you can type in your browser www.susan-brady.com. So that's Susan-Brady. How was that intro for you?
That was wonderful.
All right, great. Good, good, good. So I'm just going to – I'd like to start with a question here just to get us warmed up. You did what quite a few people – well, very few people in the globe have ever done, which is to become the top 1%. And you made $100,000 in direct sales working from home in a business that really most people fail in. Can you tell us a little bit about the story to the top? I mean, what is it? 18 months is not that long of a time. Tell us a little bit about that story, and also what do you attribute your success?
Okay. When I first started in direct sales, Michelle, the only reason I started was to be able to buy my own products for half price, mm-hmm. to be honest. I had no intentions of ever selling anything. But I found that because I was loving the products, other people started to ask me, so I started to share the products. And I had gone to a couple meetings, and I started to see some of the success that other women were having within the company. And I was a little bit intrigued, and I thought, wow, these women are really making some serious cash. And the funny thing was they would break down their sales, how much they were making per hour, when they actually had some focused activity in their business. So I'm like, that is some serious money, and I wonder if I could really do that. So there was a conference in San Antonio, Texas. Now, I can tell you, I had never been away at a conference with all women. But there was a group going, and I thought, well, that sounds like a lot of fun. So I hopped on an airplane, and down I went to Texas. And I tell you, that one trip that I invested in literally changed my life. Because I was listening to women on stage that had started really from nothing. They had zero sales background and now had created six and some of them even seven-figure incomes. So I was really intrigued. I thought, well, if they can do that, there's no reason I can't do that. So I committed while I was right there in that event, I committed that I am going into directorship. I'm moving myself into a management position and I'm submitting my letter in 5 days because I wanted to get the process started. So I literally came home and went to work and did not stop. And I had a qualification period that was, the maximum was 4 months. And I was, keep in mind, I was working a full-time job. So I set the goal to accomplish that directorship within 4 months, and I did it. I never looked back. And to me, I see so many women giving up because they hit an obstacle. Well, as far as I was concerned, whenever I had set a goal in the past, it was achieved. So failure was not an option. I was never looking back. I didn't care if people said no. I just moved on to the next person. And I had committed to myself that this was going to be a done deal. In fact, the funniest thing, while I was with this company, and it was Mary Kay Cosmetics, I'll tell you which company it was, I had been with the company for a very short period of time. So then I hear that when you become a director, they have a big celebration. And I thought, well, that's really strange because I'd never been to one of these celebrations. Well, that's because not a lot of people achieve that goal. So the very first celebration that I went to was my own, and I had no idea what to expect. But nice. I had booked the hall ahead of time. They say, oh, no, you have to book a hall, and you have to have a caterer, and it's a big celebration. So before I had even achieved the goal, I had the hall booked. I had the invitations out. I knew that what the deadline was, and I knew that a week later we were going to be partying and we were going to be celebrating. So the invitations were out before the goal was even achieved because failure was not an option. Uh-huh. That's the biggest thing that I see is holding women back. As soon as they come up with a problem or as soon as they get a no or as soon as the going gets tough, they give up. However, if they just keep going that extra mile, you know, just a little bit more, and I love that phrase, 3 feet from gold. So many people give up 3 feet from gold. If they would have just kept going, you know, they would have made it over the hump.
Sure. No, absolutely. Well, let me ask you a question. You know, since we're talking about women, I want to focus on women, not to alienate the male audience here. But, you know, what is it about women that, why are we stopping short? Why are a lot of us getting 3 feet from quote, the gold and turning it back and running toward our sofa, as you like to have on your site? But what is it, what's going on? And what are some of the common, like, reasons for this? And how do you suggest women entrepreneurs get over that?
I think one of the biggest things, the biggest mistake women make is not making a commitment, not setting a goal in cement. They're setting a goal in sand, Michelle. When I say setting a goal in sand, that means like, well, if I don't achieve it, that's okay. I'll just go back. You know, they have a safety net. You know, but when you set a goal in cement and you make a non-negotiable decision that no matter what, this is the goal, that's what I'm going to do, and you keep focused on that goal, and you know up front, of course, you're going to come into problems. You're going to, you know, fear is going to step up, and you just have to be able to bust through that fear and know that there's celebration, there's joy on the other side. And it's not just that. There's so many different milestones. And sometimes the goal is too big. So if they were to set a smaller goal that is not necessarily something they know how to achieve, so it's a little bit of a stretch, but if they keep focused on that goal and then set the next one, you know, and set the next one. So you take a large goal and you break it down. That's what I did. I had this four-month goal. I knew exactly what I needed to do. I had it broken down. I knew how many people I needed on my team. I knew the sales that I needed to have. And I broke it down into weeks, and I broke it down into days. So I was not going to bed until I made my phone calls, until I reached my goal for that day. And too many people don't have it. They're just kind of flying by the seat of their pants. So they don't have a solid action plan in place. So they don't have that goal broken down into bite-sized chunks. Another thing, I think there's a lot of people out there selling pipe dreams that, oh, you know, it's easy to go into business. And, yeah, you can be super successful in direct sales, but it takes hard work. Now, keep in mind, I left a corporate career. I mean, at the time when I became a director in Mary Kay, I was still working a full-time job. So you have to look at your behaviors. I knew that when I came home from working that job, I was tired. The last thing I wanted to do was get on the phone or get out and start meeting people. So I had to change my behavior. I had to change my habits. It got to the point where I would not come home from that job until I went and met some people or went and had an appointment, and then I would come home. So I was still working day by day, you know, towards achieving the bite-sized piece of that goal.
That's really great advice. You know, goals, when they're huge, can get overwhelming very quickly. And breaking them down, into doable pieces, you get real focused real quick.
Absolutely.
I love that. Thank you for that. I love doing this show. I learned so much. I have these big ahas that set my week up right, you know? So it's fantastic. Well, you've worked with, after you left direct sales, you were very successful in it, as we've talked about. But after you left that, you then went to work for Bob Proctor, which is a pretty big deal in my opinion, and I'm sure in the opinion of a lot of others who honor and respect his work and contribution to this world. But it also speaks volumes about your entrepreneurial skills. You've talked about non-negotiable decisions and doing the work that it takes, but what other skills do you think that women need in order to make it as an entrepreneur? And maybe could you list the top three?
The top three? Bounce back ability would be number one. What I mean by that, Michelle, bounce back ability, is there's days, you know, when I was doing direct sales, for example, there were days where I had zero sales. I would go to an appointment and it would be a zero appointment. I didn't let that stop me. When I came home, for sure, I would feel deflated. But you know what? You got to get back up. You got to go out there and do it again. Because everything in life is all about numbers. The more you do, the better confidence you have. And you just have to be willing to get up and go back and do it one more time. Or for that person that says no, and once you've got your fifth no, it's okay, you've got to keep going, because that sixth person is going to be the one that says yes. And had you stopped after five no's, or after four no's, or after 10 no's, then you wouldn't have got the yes that makes all the difference. So it's that bounce back ability would probably be one. Another thing is again, making a non-negotiable decision. I've done that so many times in my life. And when I look at major accomplishments, it's because it was non-negotiable. When you set a non-negotiable goal or make a non-negotiable decision, it's like it is a done deal. You see yourself there, and you will not stop at anything until you make it happen. Now, it doesn't always happen when you want it to happen. However, if you keep the course, if you stay the course and keep going and taking small step towards that goal every day, eventually it will happen. When I made the decision to work with Bob Proctor, that was the decision I made before I had ever met that man. I saw him on stage at an event after the movie The Secret came out. First time I had ever heard him speak. First time I'd ever seen him live except for on The Secret video. And as I'm listening to him on stage, he was the last speaker of the day, and I was sitting with a row of Mary Kay directors. And I sat in that seat, I pointed my finger to the stage, I said, I am going to share the stage with that man. And they're looking at me as if I'm crazy because, you know, of course, I have a very successful Mary Kay business. But all of a sudden, I made the decision, you know, I'm going to work with that man. And I did whatever it took. I made a non-negotiable decision, I'm going to work with that man, and I followed him. I joined his program. I attended every seminar he did. I would hop on a plane. I would be in the front row. I gave him 2 business cards every time I saw him. In fact, I was just sharing that story this morning at a networking group. You know, it got to the point where if I was at a seminar where Bob was, when he would walk in the morning and be, "Good morning, Susan," because he was so used to seeing me. You know, so, and then right. I went on to work with him. So that was a non-negotiable right. decision. Another thing is face the fear that you have the most. Whatever that fear is that's holding you back, and everybody has something. And whatever that fear is, whether it's public speaking or whether it's getting on the phone, that is the only thing that's holding you back. If you embrace that and force yourself to go out there and do it anyway, you will just reap the rewards. You gain, again, so much confidence.
Awesome. Thank you for that.
So that would be, I think, my 3 tips.
Very clear. Thank you. All right. Bounce back ability, non-negotiable decision, and face the fear.
That's right.
Love it. Love it, love it, love it. All right. I have a, just to shift gears a little bit, so you go from direct sales to working with Bob Proctor to doing what you're doing now, which is really coaching work from home women on how to get to that 6-figure mark and also have a more fulfilled, abundant, joyful, free life. So how did you, tell me a little bit about why you made this decision to start this coaching business and what are your dreams with it? What are the goals? What's the big vision?
Well, you know, when I was in Mary Kay Cosmetics, I loved, I'm going to step back 1 second, Michelle. What I want to share mm-hmm. with you that you may not even realize, when I started this business, when I started working as an entrepreneur, it's been 12 years now. When I started as an entrepreneur, I was an introvert. I was a very shy, introverted woman who had a hard time speaking in front of anybody. In fact, I would almost hyperventilate if I had to get up and speak in public. But through my Mary Kay business, I had to get up in front of women all the time. Sometimes it was one woman at a time. Sometimes it was 2. Sometimes it was 6 or 8. Then it got to be 20. And then it got to be 50. And all of a sudden it was 100. And then it got to hundreds, and then it moved to thousands. So see, that was a fear that I had that I faced. So once I started to do that, I just found that there was like this inner giant within me that had so much to share with women. I loved being on the stage. I loved to give women hope. I loved to share with them that, listen, if I can do this, you can do this too. Let me take you by the hand and show you how to do it. So once I started doing that, and then I met Bob. You know, then I saw the movie The Secret. I met Bob, and I thought, I want to be able to take Bob's message and his teachings around mindset, his teachings around abundance, his teachings around the law of attraction. I thought, I want to be able to take that to the world. So that's when I decided to kind of transition from direct sales into working with Bob. So I worked with him, and that gave me the opportunity to meet entrepreneurs from literally all around the world, Michelle. It was incredible. I had the opportunity to lead mastermind groups with very successful entrepreneurs from all over the world. So then I started to think back of what my passion was. My passion was being able to reach more women. So from my experience working with Bob, and from my teachings from him, I thought, okay, now it's time for me to take my message to the world. Bob gave me the platform. He gave me the confidence. He gave me the teachings to go out there and share my message with the world. So my business has gone through a couple transitions, but now I've decided, you know, Susan Brady International, because I want to inspire women around the world. There's so many women out there that want what I've done, and they don't think it's possible. I know that if I work with a woman, I can help her create a 6-figure income from home, a 6-figure business. Does it take hard work? You better believe it. It's not easy, you know? Mm-hmm. And that's the one thing. That's a big piece. A lot of people think, oh, it's easy. No, it's not easy. But if you go to work for somebody else and you're contributing to their goals and you're working their hours and you get to take vacation when they say you can, you know, you're restricted. However, if you take what you've learned as an employee and with an entrepreneurial spirit, when you have somebody who's been there and done that, take you by the hand, because it's a huge shift, Michelle. It is such a huge shift from an employee mindset to an entrepreneurial mindset. You no longer have anybody telling you what to do. You know, so you have to have milestones. You have to have that accountability. Otherwise, you know, you think you've got all the time in the world and you've got all this flexibility. Well, flexibility does not mean not working. Flexibility just means deciding throughout that 24-hour period and throughout those 7 days a week which chunks of the day that you're going to use to work your business. So it's getting really focused, but really you have to develop that entrepreneurial mindset.
Right, absolutely. Well, and the one thing that, you know, I'm learning, I'm in my, fifth year of business here, but, you know, is integrity and how easy it is to honor your word when it comes to someone else, but when it comes to yourself and setting goals and being able to say, okay, this is what I'm committed to, being able to stay in integrity with that. And that those fears, and of course, let's see, I love the excuses that come up. I'm amazed. I started writing down the excuses that I give myself, and I'm like, really? I'm amazed. Like one day I was like, well, my nail polish is chipping. I don't need to go to that networking event. That was an actual excuse I made. But being aware of that, right? I mean, you know what I did? I just said, who cares? And I went anyway. And I sat in the car parking lot, and I touched up my nails, and I went in. And, you know, I don't necessarily, I'm there to meet and, you know, do things, but I'm also concerned of the image. And, you know, it's like, you know, just get in the car and sit there while you're waiting for them and just kind of touch it up a little bit and just go in and have a great time.
And it doesn't matter where you are in your business, you still give yourself those excuses.
Oh, absolutely. You know, it's, I heard somebody once say, and, you know, I've heard it lots of times, but the, you know, it's the idea of new level, new devil, but the only difference between, you know, you add a zero to your bottom line, and those problems aren't going away.
No.
New problems.
We all have that comfort zone. You know, we all have our circle of
friends. Right, exactly.
And it pops up all the time. I'll give you an example. I was looking for a women's networking luncheon online, and I found one, and all of a sudden I saw, oh, one of my friends is attending. Perfect. So I sent her a little note, and I'm like, hey, I see you're going to this lunch. I'd love to join you. She said, oh, that would be awesome. I thought, great, it's tomorrow. We're going to go. Well, then I get a message from her the next morning. She's got laryngitis. She can't go. And I thought, oh, okay, I'm not going. And I thought, no, that's your comfort level. You know, I still do not like walking into a room of strangers. And that's a fear that I have to force myself to do. And one of a great line we used to have in Mary Kay was get up, get dressed, get cute, and get out. So I got myself up. I got dressed. I got cute. And I got out of the house. And I went to that networking group. And I walk in. And there's a whole group of women in the room, and there is two sharp women with a seat in between, and that's exactly where I'm going. Because, again, that was stepping out of my comfort zone. But every time you do that, you grow. You gain confidence.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And I think that's it. Just keep growing. Keep moving. It really is, and I think it just goes back to, you know, not only following the formula that you've given us, but, you know, being aware of really what's going on inside your head. It's just, you know, I mean, seriously, so nail polish might have cost me a new website client. People would be like, are you crazy? That's the stupidest thing I've ever heard. And I'm like, but it happens daily, and it doesn't matter if it's nail polish or if it's a child or if it's an illness or if it's that, you know, a snowstorm's coming or whatever it is. It's the same thing. It's just an excuse. Just get it done, and, you know. Anyway, and that's, I think, what I can, for myself, and I know for quite a few people I know, that's the great part about being an entrepreneur is this is a journey. There is no destination here.
No, absolutely. It's every day is a whole new day.
I know, right? It is totally. It's great. No, nothing's ever the same. Well, so I want to be mindful of everyone's time, Susan, and then wrap it up here. But before we go, I'd love for you to share with our audience a little bit about your six-figure sofa formula and how that formula can help women who work from home really dream big of starting a business, you know, or can also help women who are struggling to get that their home-based business started.
Yeah, and like exactly. It could be for somebody new or for somebody that's been in business for a long time. I know a lot of women that have been in business a number of years and are still not considered very successful. They're still not making a contributing income for their family. And they could be. That's why I love my six-figure sofa formula. And it's got, I'll tell you right up, Michelle, it's got nothing to do with a couch. The sofa is an acronym. So the S start where you are. You need to start where you are right now. Take inventory of exactly where you are. Because when you decide that today, starting right now, you can't look back. Okay, you have to keep the eyes forward. So it's starting where you are right now, knowing exactly where you are, and kind of taking that inventory as like, okay, this is it. This is where I'm starting from. Today's a whole new day. No looking back. No more excuses. Start where you are. The O stands for overcome the obstacles that have been holding you back. Not only overcoming them, but identifying them. Everybody knows what their little devils are. You know, everybody knows the things that hold them back. It could be the fears. You know, it could be that lack of self-confidence, whatever it is. But it's overcome those. So overcome them and identify them. The F stands for focus. You need to focus on your highest paid activities. How many women do you talk to, Michelle, that say, oh, my gosh, I'm so busy? Well, what are they busy doing? Are they busy checking email? Are they busy cleaning the house? Are they busy making dinner? You need to really hone in and focus on the income-producing activities within your line of business. That is where you need to be putting your focus because that is what's going to be bringing you in the money. And, of course, the A is moving into action. I love a quote, and I don't know who to give credit to it for, but pray and move your feet. But pray and move your feet. You have to take action. Nothing is going to happen until you get yourself out the door. Skin to skin and eye to eye, as Bob used to say. You know, shaking hands and meeting people eye to eye. Or picking up that telephone and connecting with a client or connecting with a prospect. Or just reaching out and building relationships with people, but you have to take action. Nothing is going to happen. You are not a magnet. You're not just sitting there attracting people to you. I used to have a pink Cadillac parked in my driveway. Not one person ever came up and knocked on my door looking to buy Mary Kay. You know, but people are sitting home waiting for people to call them. So that's my sofa figure. Start where you're at. Overcome the obstacles that have been holding you back. Focus on your income-producing activities and action. Take action.
Fantastic. Thank you. I love how clear it is and how clear you are, and that it's that you know what you teach is, you know, it's so simple, but it's not, right? And it just the way that it's broken down, I think it's fantastic. And, you know, I know you work with, you know, women who work from home and home-based businesses, but even, you know, a service-based company like mine, or I don't care if you're in the technology industry, whatever you do, it's, I mean, it applies to all of us. It's how you make a successful, create a successful business.
That's right.
Awesome. Awesome. I'm so glad I had you on my show today.
it was a pleasure. It was a lot of fun, Michelle.
Thank you so much for being here. Is there anything, well, if you want to check Susan out, it's www.susan-brady.com, and she's got a great blog, and you can read her story, which is awesome. It involves ice storms. You toned it down a little for this, but I mean, it's a really great story about how someone makes a non-negotiable decision and does whatever it takes, including driving in an ice storm, to get what she wants. And also the blog, you've got great articles on there. So is there anything else you want to leave us with before we sign off?
Well, no, and the one thing that our listeners can do, Michelle, is I do have a complimentary strategy session. So if someone would like the opportunity to just connect with me for 20 minutes and talk about their business and see if I can give them a couple helpful tips to help them overcome an obstacle or a fear that's been holding them back, I do have a complimentary strategy session. All they have to do is just click on that button.
Fantastic. Okay, Susan-Brady.com. Susan, thank you so much once again for taking time out of your busy schedule to be here and share all of this with us today.
Oh, it's my pleasure, Michelle. Thank you. This was amazing.
Thank you. All right, everyone. This is your host, Michelle Salader, and you're listening to EPN. And until next time, make it a great week.
This is the ePodcast Network.